Hi everyone, Air here. And 2024 is a dream, but it's also a year of expansion for me. This is the first podcast episode that I have decided that I'm going to record on video. Those of you all that have been following the podcast know for a fact that it has only ever been audio based, and there's a lot of reasons behind that, quite frankly. At first, I was like, okay, do I really want it to be on visual? Because when it's visual, there's just so many other things that get brought into the mix as far as preconceived notions or ideas. And I really wanted to be heard and not necessarily seen in the past. And as I have grown in my personal development, figured out more of who I am, came to terms with some of the things that were my limiting beliefs, I realized that I was overdue for this. I was overdue for doing a podcast that is not only audio, but also visual. This may be the very first time that some of you all have actually seen me face to face. And or face to camera. And with that, I've always told you guys that I am the tall, lanky, blonde girl with hair down to my hips. Here's my proof. Okay. So all that aside, welcome to the first visual-based podcast episode for the Who Am I podcast. After hundreds of episodes, I am thankful to once again be here with you all to explore topics and to figure out who I am, figure out who you are. This is what we're all about. This is what I go to school for. This is what I invest so much personal development and education, and always am just trying to peel back the onion. Peel it back, Air. So let's get into a little bit of what I want to actually talk about today. I have had this be a reoccurring theme in my life over the last 2 years, and it's something that I've gone back and forth with sharing on the podcast because I didn't really know if it fit. But as I found more people that were interested in talking about it with me and exploring the topic, I realize that it is part of our lives and it is part of our self-development and it is part of our relationship with ourselves. And it's the fact that finances are part of our lives and money is something that is part of our identity on a level that sometimes is exceedingly, right? Like people will define themselves as billionaires or millionaires or affluent. Or they might define themselves as poor or broke, and that becomes part of our identity. And then as women particularly, it really comes a factor of how do I show up in a career versus being a wife or being a girlfriend, and where is my balance? Where do I find myself? And that was the key to it all, right? Is who am I? How do I find myself in this category? With that, I know for a fact that it's not easy. I have been completely self-made and I have ran different businesses as a CEO. I had Flabbing with Air. I have the immersive yoga experience happening. I have gone to school. I'm working on becoming a doctor. There's so many different things that do tie into my finances. And I also have this dream, right? I want to find or be found, however you want to say it, my partner. I want that achievable, so achievable, healthy, loving relationship with the healthy masculine man that is, you know, running his own empire. He knows his stuff and I respect him for it and he inspires me. And in that partnership, I inspire him as well and bring value to the table. Now, you can swing the pendulum back and forth, because I know we have episodes on the podcast where We have different types of relationships being unfolded. And anything from the power couple to the dom sub, we've covered it. And it's really hard to figure out where you personally fall into that line. So I'm going to share some of my experiences, some of the advice I've been given, and really dive into the concept of do you or do you not think a man is a financial plan? I will say that depending on where you are on the pendulum swing or the gradients, that you're going to have a very different answer. And I'll even say through my own experience that my answer has shifted throughout the years. And I grew up in not an affluent family. I grew up in a very, as my mother would say it, we weren't poor. We were broke, and there's a difference. So with that, there is a different approach to everything, right? And that scarcity mindset was something I knew I didn't want to have as I became a young woman, as an adult. I was a child worker to be able to even like get out of that type of lifestyle. And from a young age going into work, it was more of a matter of survival. I didn't think I was going to have the opportunity to even think that a man could support me or a family. I really was born into this system of like, do it yourself. Get it done because you're on your own, kid. And go out there, use every tool, use every resource you have, because if you don't, no one's coming to save you. And I understand. I look like Rapunzel or, Alice in Wonderland, and I grew up listening to Disney and was very much just like, oh, it would be nice to be a princess. But I realized very early on that I was being built to be a queen. Now, I won't actually say where I am on this gradient until the end of the show. I'll give you more insights, and you'll see as I share stories and experiences and knowledge from others that it does kind of change. And it does, how would I say, you'll never know. You won't know until I get there. And that's kind of the beautiful part of the mystery for this show is you'll be like, okay, so is this the answer or is this the answer? And quite frankly, I'm giving you the answer right now. The answer is take what you need, leave what you don't, and decide what's best for you, because that's how you're going to figure out who you are on this topic, on this area. So with that, let me dive in. So I'll start like 7 weeks ago, I was in Dubai and I was attending this sales conference. And the sales conference was really focused on development. And these multimillionaires from 20 to 26 were attending. There was these keynote speakers. I was running more of the behind the scenes type of thing and noticing that they all had a game plan. They all knew what they were like wanting to achieve in life. Every single one of them were males. Some of them had wives, some of them didn't have wives. It was just really this eye-opening experience of understanding the male psyche when it comes to taking care of women and their partners and their own self-development. And I realized two very different focuses when it comes from affluent men that are looking for partners. And not just their partners, but also how they were going to see their daughters. This gets a little bit confusing because depending on how you take this, you can get lost in the weeds real quickly. Of these 40 men, here was my collective thought. I pretty much sat down with every single one of them at some point for a minimum of 25 minutes, which honestly, it's so valuable to be able to sit down with 40 mil like multimillionaires, and one billionaire was in there, and just talk to them, right? Understand their mindset. The wealth of knowledge that I've been able to obtain over the years by continuously making sure that I was at the right table with the right mindset is worth probably more than I will even be able to obtain currency wise, unless, you know, I'm able to like download this and sell it for whatever. But that's a whole different podcast. And if you're interested in investing in that, you know, hit me up. I have my email in the notes. I have the website linked. You know, even if you need to DM me on Instagram, you want to partner as a client or as an investor in that, I'm your woman for that. Nonetheless, this was their collective thought. When it came to finding a woman, so their partner, the type of woman that they would want to marry or have already married, they did not necessarily care about their financial situation. In fact, most of them actually took on some level of debt in order to achieve the woman that they wanted. They may have paid for her school, they may have paid for aesthetic changes, they may have spent a lot of money in the dating process, flying her places, at buying gifts, all sorts of different things that show an investment in this woman. These women tend to range in this category to being very feminine, very soft, very much not trying to achieve their own personal goals so much, but focusing really on the mission of the man that they are going to be married to. And those women were the ones I mostly saw at the conference, and a lot of them were European based. So just giving you some demographics in there to see if it's applicable to your particular lifestyle and your change. So with that, these same men, though, would say absolutely no. No. For their future daughters in this atmosphere, they wanted to all instill the principles of a businesswoman into their daughters. But the woman that they married, they did not require that of. Which is very interesting to me. Like, it's a very high value trait that they want for their next generation or their legacy, but not a high generation trait or a high trait that they want in the woman they're spending the rest of their lives with or long-term relationship, because unfortunately, not all of these relationships do work out in the end, right? And I thought that was very interesting, and it is quite a bit different from almost the millionaire, billionaire mindset that I find in Americans as well as Australians. The individuals that were at the conference that were American or Australian, which was a lot lower in this particular conference, wanted powerhouses as their wives. And that was interesting too, because they still wanted the feminine energy in a relationship, the motherly woman, the soft woman at home, but the powerhouse whenever she was at work, which, in my personal belief, is so much harder to achieve than being just the soft energy woman that takes care of the home environment. And don't get me wrong, I have full respect for full-time moms and women that homeschool their children. I have some friends that are married to millionaires here in Miami, and they fall in that category. And I know it is tough. I have seen it firsthand, them raising, you know, young children and teenagers. Full shout out to them. But this is like adding a whole extra layer, right? That's like asking the woman to be both the man and the woman in one, right? The masculine and the feminine at 100%. All the time. And that is super draining. And that seems to be the goal for so many people. And I may or may not even fall in that category myself, but that's tough. And for the Americans and Australians at the conference that were talking about their future generation, it was flipped in a way. They were almost like, I just want her to be happy. Like, if I have a daughter, like, I want her to, you know, be successful in school and, you know, to show up. But at the end of the day, I just want her to explore the riches that I didn't get to have as a child. So it's almost like cultural and social demographics changed what they viewed when it came to financial planning. So this is where it gets tricky, right? Is where do you fall? Like, are you in Europe? Are you in America? Are you in Australia? I know that on this podcast, we have viewers all over the world. I love looking at, the analytics because I'm like, ooh, this is like a passport. Like, there's so many countries on here. But what if this gets tough? Because I have been in situations in the past where I've built empires and I've had them stolen from me, from the man that I loved. And I've been in situations where I've dated a man and I completely gave up my work because they wanted me to be fully feminine and be in that energy. And I gave up everything. And I got burned in both areas, essentially. And I learned so much. This is why I know that I'm great at relationships because I've been able to go through these lessons hardcore in combination with my education. And this is kind of where we get to the nitty-gritty, right? Where do you fall? Do you depend on a man for him to be in his healthy masculine? Because in that direction, if he's a great man with high integrity and good honor, and affluent men tend to have a decent amount of honor to them, maybe not necessarily loyalty on all scales, but in their mind, they do have honor. And I've seen that firsthand. That's a scary space to be because as a woman, you are basically betting your whole life, your whole well-being, the food in your belly, your children, on if this man likes you or not. And if he likes you, okay, great, everything's good. But the moment he stops loving you or liking you, then you have no plan, especially if you've been married to this man for, 7, 10, 15, 25 years. Especially if you've been out of the workforce or haven't built your own company or don't have any passive income for yourself. That is a terrifying place to be in. Terrifying. Versus the opposite. The opposite is you do continue to work and you do continue to maybe build a business and invest in your education and make sure that you have a talent and a skill set. And that is like putting in overtime. In a way, especially if you are contributing to any finances in the home. Now, that's a whole different area and topic to explore as far as financial planning between two individuals in a relationship or cohabitating relationship. That, it's just such a maze. This is why this podcast episode, I kind of put it on the back burner because I'm like, how do we even begin to explore this topic? But nonetheless, where do you fall? Where do you put yourself? Is there a balance? Do you work part-time and, invest in your education? Do you make sure before you get married that you have some type of passive income generated? This way, you don't have to worry about that. And you can invest in the assets of the relationship rather than the active income of the relationship. There's a lot of different ways to do this. One of the couples I really enjoy watching is actually Grant Cardone and Elena Cardone. And I love the 10X Ladies portion. And I know that Elena has contributed so much outside of her two lovely daughters to that company. And I think she was very smart to make sure that she has a place at the table and she's in the daily dealings at the company versus being completely outside of the company and not really know what's going on. As far as a legacy goes, if you choose to be in partnership, both, in a personal and a financial way, versus I've seen other couples, celebrities, where she has her thing and, maybe she runs yoga studios or maybe she has a clothing brand or she does something, right? Maybe she's a psychotherapist. I'm just naming future versions of myself, to be honest with you. And that's her thing. But she knows that at the end of the day, she's doing this as like a supplementary type of income towards the relationship. And her real focus is in the legacy, which is the children, right? So like maybe there's a balance between those versus being the 100% out of work, focused solely on the family. It sounds like a dream, right? But requires so much faith and so much trust, right? And a lot of these situations do involve prenups and postnups for that type of trust in establishing it. And I actually am a fan of prenups because they do, they write things down while you're still in love with this person. And love is the pillar that's the most weak in a relationship. If you think about the pillars of a relationship, you need friendship, you need respect, and then there's love. You can keep friendship and respect way easier and maintain it way easier and grow it way easier than you necessarily can love. Like, love is this fleeting up and down type of emotion. And over the course of a healthy relationship, you'll fall in and out of love consistently. Like, but the goal is to always come back together and to come back together stronger and to not do anything that causes irrefutable damage during those times where your relationship seems a little bit rocky. So, on that aside, here is kind of my high level thoughts. And feel free in the notes or comments to be able to share if you agree or disagree. I learned through the billionaire at Dubai that a man is not a financial plan. And I like things that rhyme because it makes it sound like they're more like, this is it. And so a man is not a financial plan. I highly would advise that if you're going to give up your active income in a relationship, that you find or establish before that your passive income, right? And this is something I've been burned on, and I was burned so hard. And it was actually last year that I was burned on this. And I realized that it really shook my identity and it put so much unnecessary anxiety and burden onto me and self-doubt even. Like, I figured out a whole different layer of who I am through this process. But I also learned that there needs to be something coming in. No matter what, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to be doing active work, whether you sell digital products online, whether you have some type of service that you provide with coaching, or you just have to have something passive, real estate, whatever it can be. But make sure it's coming in consistently. And make sure it's enough to where it gives you the freedom to leave situations that are very unhealthy, toxic, or even abusive. It's a requirement. With that, if you want to be in your feminine energy and you want to find that balance, or you're ready to transition to being a full-time mother, that's beautiful. Hurrah. Like, seriously, I'm so excited for you. Until you find that, like, secure relationship, you really are on your own, kid. And that's okay. It's okay. It's a fun time to be on your own. Even if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're just not at that stage where you're cohabitating, it's okay. You can still be very feminine and achieve your goals. You can still be very feminine and be a boss babe. Like, you can have it all. It just matters on what you want and how are you willing to work towards those goals. So that's what I wanted to hop on here for. That was the whole entire kit and caboodle. I am still developing a lot of this framework. I'm still kind of doing my SOPs when it comes to a woman's finances and developing a solid financial plan. I want to be able to talk with more experts on this, more individuals that are very successful financially, but also their wives and also, maybe some of their previous relationships and their previous partners. There's so much value in all of those. Until then, as always, thank you so much for healing and growing with me today. And the last or first? Let's go with first. Audio visual podcast.